In just spring, when the world is mud luscious, the little lame balloon man whistles far and wee. And Eddie and Bill come running from marbles and piracies, and it's spring and the world is puddle.
That's Don Upshaw and Bill Crawford on the guitar with his musical setting of In Just, one of the best-known poems by the American poet E.E. Cummings. It tells of the arrival of spring in the language and rhythms that children might use in their games, in their headlong race through a thawing, blossom-beginning world. It's the birthday today of Edwin Estlin Cummings, who was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1894 into a large progressive family. Cummings grew up in the shadow of Harvard University, where his father had been a student and later taught, before becoming a Unitarian minister in Boston across the Charles River. His father was a multi-talented, unconventional man of the cloth who, according to Cummings, on a beautiful spring Sunday once told his congregation that he couldn't understand why anyone had come to hear him on such a day. The classics, modern novels, poetry, philosophy, contemporary art and music, it was all in the air at the Cummings household. And so was an all-pervasive sense of play that was encouraged by Cummings's parents. Cummings and his sister even had a treehouse, which their father built, that had a little stove in it so they could stay aloft on chilly nights. Cummings is not known for writing poetry for children, though many of his poems are read by children, and young people usually fall in love with poetry all over again when they're adolescents because of something they've read by Cummings. But he's left a small collection of 4 tender fantasies which he wrote for his young daughter. This volume, simply titled Fairy Tales, is still in print, with its stories about a very, 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 very little old man who asks why and disturbs the balance of the universe in the process, about an elephant and a butterfly who become inseparable friends, and about the house that ate mosquito pie and the little girl named I. And they are all touched with the exuberant joy that Cummings never outgrew.